Katra?
Cat Agraterra sat bolt upright in her bed at the shrill call in her head.
What did I do?
She asked, trying to figure out why Artemis would be angry at her now.
Were you asleep?
She blinked as Artemis appeared in the room beside her bed. The room was completely dark except for the eerie, glowing blue light that radiated out of Artemis's body. Cat glanced down at the bed where she sat in her pink sock monkey pajamas with rumpled sheets and hair, then decided sarcasm was not the better part of sanity.
I'm awake now.
Good, I have a mission for you.
Cat had to bite back a sharp laugh.
I hate to be the bearer of reminders, but you traded my service to Apollyme, remember?
Now the big evil of Atlantis that you fear forbids me to do anything you say. She kind of finds it funny that she can irritate you that way. Artemis's eyes narrowed on her.
Katra,
Matisera, she said, imitating Artemis's agitated tone. I didn't ask for this. You're the one who made the bargain with Apollyme that I have to live with. Personally, it irks the shit out of me to be traded like some Yu-Gi-Oh card you got tired of having around the house. But trade me you did. So, sorry, I'm playing for the other team now. Artemis came forward then, and for the first time, Cat realized she was actually afraid.
Is something wrong?
Artemis nodded before she whispered, "He's going to kill me."
Acheron?
He was the most likely candidate.
No,
she said sharply.
Acheron would never hurt me. He just threatens it. Do you remember when you were a young woman?
Well, given the fact that was about 11 to 10,000 years ago, it was a bit of a stretch for her.
I try not to, but some things are still crystal. Why?
Artemis sat down on her bed before she took Cat's stuffed tiger and pulled it to her.
Do you remember the Sumerian god, Sin?
Cat frowned. The one who broke into your temple eons ago and tried to take your powers and kill you? Artemis's hand tightened on the tiger.
Yes, he's back, and he's trying to kill me again.
How was that possible? Cat had personally taken care of that enemy. I thought he was dead.
No, Acheron saved him before he could die and made him a dark hunter. Sin thinks I'm the one who drained him of his powers and left him for dead.
The terror in Artemis's eyes scorched her.
He's going to kill me, Katra. I know it. The entire world is going to end. We are coming up on the Sumerian apocalypse.
I don't think they use that word.
Who cares what word they use? She screeched. End of the world is end of the world, regardless of whatever term you use for it. The point is, Sin is now going to try to overthrow me again and take my place. Do you know what that means?
There will be much rejoicing?
Katra!
She sobered. Sorry, I get it. He wants revenge.
Yes, for something I didn't do. I need your help, Katra. Please.
Cat sat there for a moment, contemplating. It wasn't like Artemis to ask for anything. She always demanded it. That only told Cat how much Artemis feared Sin. But even though it was obvious the goddess was scared, Cat suspected there was more to this story than Artemis was letting on. There always was.
What aren't you telling me?
Artemis gave her a blank stare.
I don't know what you mean.
Of course you do. Artemis never told the whole truth about anything. And before I commit myself to some disaster, I want to know everything about it. Artemis's face hardened.
Are you telling me that you refuse to help me after all I've done to you?
That actually summarized it well.
I think you mean for me, Matisera, not to me. As if I care, now answer me.